Still in Walters, Oklahoma. A memory about setting boundaries. Do you all find that you're decent at setting boundaries in your life now?
No.
Oh, I'm not. I'm really poo-poo. I'm really poo-poo. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. But going back to first learning what boundary setting, again, it's a story that does not win a Pulitzer Prize for nice manners. But boy, it had an effect. All right, so let's go to Uncle Kenneth's farm for a second. Uncle Kenneth in Walters, Oklahoma, he worked a little bit with cattle, but he was a wheat farmer, and his fellow farmers on his staff were a part of the Comanche tribe. And I remember one time they're working, starting at 5 a.m. It was like 12:30 or 1 o'clock, and that's when they normally would go back to their home, Uncle Kenneth's home, where Aunt Loretta was cooking and had been cooking for hours to prepare lunch. Except 12 o'clock came, 12:30 came, 1 o'clock came, and they had missed the traditional, quote, lunch bell. Finally, like around 2:30, they come up, they make eye contact. So imagine the whole team and Uncle Kenneth are there, and, you know, they've been working for a good 7 hours, 8 hours, and in the heat, Aunt Loretta is standing at the top of the stairs outside of the house with a huge tin, like deep tin of chili, and throws it out at their feet, goes back, gets another huge tin of steaming chili, throws it out, and it's like splashing on their feet. And she makes eye contact, I just imagine this, and walks back in the door. And then she came back and stuck her head out and said, "You missed your 12:30 call." Now, going back as a little kid, I thought, what a cranky thing to do. And I still think, wow, that may not be an example of how to win friends and influence people. At the same time, whenever I first heard this story, I was so focused on Uncle Kenneth's perspective, working hard. He has his colleagues, and they're really going for it, and it's really rigorous work. And I thought, come on, Aunt Loretta, get a break. But since then, I've thought about it and done a few queries. Aunt Loretta would run the house. She wasn't just cooking a TV dinner. It was an organizational event, and she would do it daily, right? And that wouldn't be the only, quote, organizational event. She would have to move on to, quote, three more, including the children, and it was a real management issue. And so now, you know what? You set your boundaries. And there weren't any more stories of the crew and Uncle Kenneth missing that lunch anymore, so, you know, effective. Effective. Could we go back to Uncle Kenneth for just a minute? He passed away, and it was good. He was ailing, so it was like there was some pleasing relief. And at his service, a Comanche tribe sang Amazing Grace in their native tongue. Would you all take a minute while this is playing and think about how your home has affected you, either moments that you've wanted to get away from, or moments that you've wanted to reunite with, or particular conversations even that strengthened you, and maybe upon reflection, you realize just how much they strengthened you. Whatever home experience that has impacted you, whether it's legendary memories floating around in your own family or something you directly experienced, would you think about that? And then think about if you'd want to share it. And on that note, may the sum of all of our journeys be loving and a source of love, let alone strength. And thank you guys for being here.